Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast bringing to you today, and I think we'll close it for today, the Mountains of Israel, the Bible and the West Bank. We're reading from Norma Parrish Archbold's book, and we want to put it in your hands because the United States of America and its State Department and nations of the world are going against God's plan for Israel. Reading from her book on page 93, and this book is subtitled The Bible and the West Bank, God's Promises to the Mountains of Israel. The Mountains of Israel are, for all intents and purposes, what the world calls the West Bank. He is Lord. Some people think that the ingathering of Israel, I'm reading from her book, which is happening today in the new state of Israel, is just a blip in history. They do not believe that this is the ingathering promised by the Lord. Some even ministers preach replacement theology. They believe that because Israel has sinned, the church has replaced her, and the church will receive God's promises to Israel. This leaves Christians who are not yet perfect out on a limb. If God replaced Israel, what would prevent him from replacing the not yet perfect church? Paul spoke against errors like the replacement theology when he said concerning the Jewish people, the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Romans 11:29. When God makes a promise, we can be sure that he will keep it. Bless the Lord. Since millions of Jews have returned to the land and miracles allowed the state of Israel to survive several wars, it is becoming increasingly difficult to argue that these things have happened by accident. In the last 22 verses of chapter 36, the Lord reminds us of Ezekiel, of the history of his relationship with Israel. When they were in their own land, Israel sinned. The Lord punished them and scattered them. The nations profaned God's name. Quote, when they came to the nations, wherever they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said of them, these are the people of the Lord, and yet they've gone out of his land. Verse 20. Because the Jewish people were exiled from their land, the people of the nations mistakenly assumed that the Lord had rejected them forever, or that Israel's God was not strong enough to protect them. To believe that the Lord cannot or will not keep his promises is to profane God's name, damaging his reputation and hindering those who believe in him. The Lord had concern for his holy name. Verse 21. He wanted everyone to know the truth about his power and faithfulness. Therefore, he brought the Jewish people back to their land to show his power and faithfulness. He did not bring them back because they deserved to be brought back, but he did it for his holy name's sake. Verses 22 and 32. As we have said, God wants everyone to know that he is Lord. He is gathering Jewish people out of the nations to prove that he is Lord. After Israel is brought to their own land, God will then do what he said he would do, sprinkle clean water on them, give them a new heart, put his spirit in them. We are in the midst of what the Lord describes to us in chapter 36. A Jewish state exists for the first time in more than 2,000 years. Its very existence is a miracle. The Lord is gathering Israel into the land. They are not perfect. Some do not yet believe in God. The new heart for Israel is still in the future. But if the Lord is able to gather his people from the nations, who can doubt his power to put his spirit upon them? The nations do not yet know that he is Lord. He is doing great miracles in Israel, but most people do not know. They are unaware that prophecy is being fulfilled daily in Israel. But one day, the nations around Israel will realize that the Lord himself has rebuilt the ruins and put Israel back in their land. Ezekiel 36, 36 and 38. Then the nations, I'm quoting now, then the nations which are left all around you shall know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined places and planted what was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. The ruined cities will be filled with flocks of men. Then they shall know that I am Jehovah. Who will give warning? The Lord is keeping his promises because he loves all of us, and he wants to show us that he is faithful and that he is the Lord of all nations. Muslims do not have the Bible and do not understand God's plan for Israel. They fail to see that they are opposing the Lord and their cause is hopeless because no one can stop God from keeping his promises. Arabic people who call themselves Palestinians and Arabic nations tried to prevent the exodus of Jewish people from the former Soviet Union. They appeal to the United Nations, to Russia, to the United States, and other countries to stop the movement of Jewish people from the north. Arabic leaders have tried to prevent Jewish people from settling in the mountains of Israel, the heart of the homeland given to them by the Lord. They want the world to force Israel to give the mountains of Israel to them for a second Palestinian state. Yet in Ezekiel, the Lord tells us his plan for the mountains of Israel. Israel will return and possess them. He will multiply the Jewish people and bless them in the mountains of Israel. He warns the nations not to covet the land that he has promised to Israel. Well-meaning Christians and Jews with an incomplete knowledge of the Bible encourage Palestinians to claim Israel's land. They unknowingly lead Arabic peoples to sin against God, and they bring themselves under condemnation by opposing the will of the Lord. The Lord provided a map to help us through this time. This is the second time he brought large numbers of the descendants of Israel into the Holy Land. The first time they came from slavery in Egypt. The Exodus from Egypt is like a road map that shows us the meaning of events today. This road map includes the strange story of a talking donkey. Why did the Lord cause a donkey to speak? Balaam's donkey appeals to children and tends to be one part of the Bible that everyone remembers. Did the Lord make this story memorable for some reason? Did he plan some important event in which the lessons of the story would be vitally important? Yes! The great Exodus that is happening today is like the story of Balaam. During the first Exodus, as Israel prepared to enter the Promised Land, the tribes of Moab and Midian, who are ancestors of modern-day Arabia, tried to stop them by asking a powerful man to intervene against Israel. They appealed to Balaam, a seer from Mesopotamia. The king of Moab wanted to stop the children of Israel from settling in the mountains of Israel. He had a plan, Numbers 22 and 24 chapters. He would send a delegation to hire Balaam, a man of great power, to curse Israel. The king of Moab said to Balaam, "I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and whom you curse is cursed." The king reasoned that if Balaam could curse Israel, Moab might beat them in battle and drive them out of the land. But the king did not realize that it was the Lord who was bringing Israel into the Holy Land. In trying to stop the return of Israel, the king of Moab was opposing the Lord. When Balaam left his country to meet the king, the Lord's anger glowed. The angel of the Lord, with a large sword in his hand, blocked Balaam's path. Balaam did not see the angel of the Lord, but when Balaam's donkey saw him, he walked off the path. Balaam struck the donkey. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow place in the road with a wall on this side and a wall on that. The donkey pushed herself against the wall, crushing Balaam's foot. Balaam struck the donkey again. Then the angel of the Lord stood in a narrow place with no room to pass. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord blocking her way, she lay down under Balaam. Balaam struck the donkey a third time. Then the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey and she spoke. After a brief conversation with the donkey, Balaam's eyes were opened and he saw the angel of the Lord. The Lord warned Balaam to speak only what he told him to speak. The tents of Israel stood in a valley in the land now called Jordan, across the river from Jericho. Three times from three high mountains overlooking the valley, the king of Moab asked Balaam to curse Israel, and three times Balaam blessed Israel. Balaam looked into the valley where the tents of the Israelites stood and said these words, "How lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel. Like valleys that stretch out, like gardens by the riverside, like aloes planted by the Lord, like cedars beside the waters. Blessed is he who blesses you, and cursed is he who curses you." That's Numbers 24, verses 5, 6, and 9. The king of Moab wanted Balaam to curse Israel. It's happening again. In our day, Israel is returning to the land like the king of Moab in the time of Balaam. Leaders of the PLO, the Hamas, the other groups and other nations want to weaken Israel so they can drive them out of the Holy Land. These leaders believe that if they can cause the powerful men of Israel, the powerful men of today, to turn against Israel, Israel will be forced out of the mountains of Israel. The leaders of America and other Western nations are the powerful men of today. Arabic leaders complain to powerful Western leaders about Israel. They want Western leaders to force Israel to stop Jewish immigration into Israel, stop Jewish settlement in the mountains of Israel, force Israel to give the mountains of Israel to the descendants of Esau, Ishmael, and Moab. The Lord promised to settle Jewish people in the mountains of Israel. Yet leaders of nations, Arabic nations, insist that Jewish settlements in the mountains of Israel are the cause of the unrest in the Middle East. The Lord is acting according to His word, and Arab nations are opposing Him. Will Arabic Islamic leaders succeed in deceiving Christian nations so they will oppose Him too? Many people, even some Jewish and Christian people, who are unaware of the prophecies about the West Bank, have been led into opposing God by the clever arguments of Arabic Islamic leaders. Leaders of America, Europe, and the United Nations are like Balaam. Islamic leaders want to use them to weaken Israel. Western leaders do not understand the consequences of opposing the return of Jewish people to the mountains of Israel. To them, it's a political problem with economic rewards. Like Balaam, they do not see the angel of the Lord in the path. Balaam did not have the Bible, but we do. We can know that the Lord has ordained Jewish settlement in the West Bank. Those who believe the Bible can give warning, like Balaam's donkey, to the leaders of Western nations. They can speak out to warn the Balaams of today about the danger ahead. Arabic people need to be warned too. Most Arabic people do not have the Bible. They do not know that to oppose, Arabic Islamic people. There are many Arabic Christians, but I'm talking Arabic Islamic people. Most Arabic Islamic people do not have the Bible. They do not know that to oppose Jewish resettlement of the Holy Land is to oppose the will of the Lord. They cannot see that they are setting themselves against the Lord. Most of them are unaware of the words of Ezekiel chapter 35, warning them of the consequences of trying to destroy Israel. What can you do? Do not, and this is Norma Archbold writing in her book that we're offering for $7, The Mountains of Israel, the Bible in the West Bank. This is Norma. Do not encourage Arabic people to oppose the will of the Lord. Arabic people do not know the great danger they are in. They need to be told of God's love for them, that the Lord is doing these things to show all people that He is their Lord. As you have seen in this book, the Lord has blessed the Arabic people with 500 times more land than Israel. He blessed Arabic nations with fabulous wealth and oil. The Lord has not been unfair or unjust to them. He has blessed them. And yet, they insist upon trying to take away the tiny land of Israel. Do not be misled by their attempts to make you curse Israel. Folks, we need to tell people that the Lord is not unfair. Through the weakness of Israel, the Lord is demonstrating His great power and lordship. He's doing these things for the benefit of everyone in the world, including the Palestinians, to let them know that He and He only is Lord. Nations and peoples who oppose the Lord are in dangers. We want to encourage all to get this book, The Mountains of Israel. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447, and for $7, we will send you The Mountains of Israel, the Bible, and the West Bank. This is Billy Brim saying, go to church Sunday. Shabbat Shalom.